You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Today I'm going to be reading part 4 of Dance Princes Dance. If you haven't already listened to Glass Slipper Scandal, which is the first of the Castle Charming stories, you can find it here on the podcast feed from April and May 2016. You can also purchase Glass Slipper Scandal as an ebook on Kindle, Kobo or iBooks. Dance Princes Dance, Part 4, Satin and Roses. Chase danced. He had no idea where he was. Did not remember his usual routine of sneaking out of the castle, ditching his hounds or charming them into joining him, scaling a wall or two to be free. But he was here now, and he danced. The music was rain and thunder around him, pressure that melted into his skin, flexed into his muscles, sang inside his head. He caught the arm of a pretty girl who laughed at him, but let him dance with her, against her, their bodies sliding and grinding to the thick, drugging beat of the music. Chase danced, and he knew he shouldn't be here, but it tasted so good. He could see his brother out of the corner of his eye, surrounded by willing dance partners, and if Cyrus had condescended to be here, it must be all right. It must be a good choice. The girl in Chase's arms tilted her head up as if to say something, but when she opened her mouth, flowers fell out from between her lips like she was drowning in roses. A dream. That explained a lot. If this was a dream, then nothing he did had consequence. His favourite kind of situation. Chase pulled her closer and danced until his feet burned. His mouth tasted like dust and dried leaves. As he stirred, groaning in his bed, Chase spat out a mouthful of what turned out to be gritty sprigs of mint and laurel. Somewhere, a door slammed, reverberating through his head like a knife vibrating between his eyeballs. Ugh, stop, noise. Corporal Jack, mighty and terrifying, strode towards him. She wore her uniform, the perfect red hearts and black spades, displayed against the white, bright fabric of her tabard. Where the hell did you go last night? She demanded. Ugh, Jax, why? Early night, Chase managed, wiping his mouth. Leaves. Had he been sleepwalking? Why would he eat mouthfuls of garden in the middle of the night? Jack was so angry, she was shaking. We had a deal, Chase. You promised you would take a hound with you every time, even if you were going to do something monumentally stupid. Especially if you were going to do something stupid. How did you even get out without us spotting you? Chase's feet felt worse than they should, the day after a hard game of rookery. I don't know what, he started, then pulled back the bed covers to see that his feet were sore and swollen, blistered along the heels, bleeding in places. Scraps of what must have been once a pair of silk dancing shoes clung to the reddened flesh. Fuck. Jack laughed at him. A harsh and furious sound. But no, you had an early night, she said, heavy with sarcasm. Go away. He didn't have time for this, for explaining things to her when he could not think of a single rational word. Jax had always been his friend, long before she was hound to his prince. When they were kids growing up in the castle, not caring about the boundaries that were expected between king's son and cook's daughter, she had always been on his side. She was more of a sister to him than Camilla with her art and isolation. But he could not listen to her now, could not stand being lectured to, not with his heart beating so hard in his chest with panic. What have I done? Where did I go? Blackout drunk was nothing new, but Chase had been good lately. He had been behaving himself. Shut up, he said aloud. Just stop talking. Chase, said Jack, her voice lower and more concerned. What's wrong? Sympathy was worse than fury. Chase flipped the covers back over his feet and gave her his coldest look. "Who do you think you are? I don't answer to you, hound." Jack's eyes narrowed, and for a moment he thought she might hit him. "My apologies, Highness," she said after a moment. "I forgot my place." "Don't let it happen again," he snapped, in as vicious a tone as he could manage. And he did not look at her for the entire time it took for Jack to walk away, closing the bedroom door behind her. Chase winced, examining his feet again. Parts of the shoe were actually mashed into the foot. He peeled the scraps away and got out of bed, hobbling his way across the floor. Cyrus had the adjoining suite, but usually barred the door because, oh no, you couldn't have your trashy, party-loving brother disturb your beauty sleep when there was running and push-ups and raw egg smoothie concoctions to be inhaled every morning. This time, the door was unbarred. Chase went through without knocking. He wasn't expecting Cyrus to be there, certainly wasn't expecting him to still be asleep. But there he was, that head of tousled hair sticking out from under the covers. Not even a girl in there with him, to excuse the fact that for the first time in the history of the world, older twin by 5 minutes had slept in later than younger and handsomer twin. "Oi," said Chase, bouncing on his brother's bed for good measure, and not only because it was a relief to take his weight off his feet again. "Si, where the frick did we go last night? Must have been good." His brother made a grumbling noise. "Seriously, wake up! Hounds are on the warpath. Don't you have some laps to swim before breakfast?" Chase leaned in and flicked his brother on the ear. "Wake up!" Prince Cyrus of Charming muttered something indescribably rude, swatted at his brother with an open hand, and then leaned over the side of his bed to vomit a cascade of rose petals all over the carpet. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can follow me on Twitter and Tumblr at TansyRR and at Sheep Might Fly. Like my page on Facebook at TansyR Roberts. And if you sign up for my author newsletter, you get a free copy of Fake Geek Girl, the ebook. Follow the link. See you next time.